This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A. This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating independent medical evaluation on a patient named Lee, L-E-E, middle name A-N-N, last name Stone, S-T-O-N-E. Date of the evaluation is April 4, 2023. This read as follows. Lee Ann Stone is a 58-year-old woman. To say to whom it may concern, Lee Ann Stone is a 58-year-old woman who was seen in this office for independent. Independent medical evaluation in the specialty of orthopedic surgery period. She's seen for an evaluation related to a work injury during her employment as a registered nurse while working overseas period. She was working overseas from August 30, 2018 until December 2, 2019, and again from March 29, 2021 until November 7, 2021 period. She states that on November 7, 2021, she tripped and fell when she lost her balance while swatting a fly, F-L-Y, period. She fell onto the hard ground, bruising her right forearm, period. No x-rays were taken at that time, period. She shows pictures of ecchymosis of her right forearm related to the fall period. She states that there was no ecchymosis or any other outward signs of an injury period. Her complaints to her supervisor at that time was strictly related to the right forearm period. She states that she told a coworker of some complaints of back pain some weeks later, but there was no documentation of any complaints of back pain related to this fall until after she returned to the United States. Period. The first documentation of the injury in the United States was on January 27, 2022, in the notice of employee's injury report. Period. She states that when she left Iraq in November 2021, she gave an outward report of some coworker problems, but there were no complaints of any physical ailments related to her employment during her outward interview period. New paragraph. Ms. Stone did not seek medical attention related to back pain until her early February 2022 period. new paragraph. Ms. Stone does describe prior injury to her back dating back to 2007 when she fell off a step stool at home while painting. Period. She had significant back pain at that time. Period. She has had intermittent back pain. She has had episodic back pain. Since then, period, she does do considerable weightlifting, as she is a weightlifter in the gym. And has had a periodic back pain as a result of this period. Records from her treating physician, Dr. John Perlstein, P-E-A-R-L-S-T-E-I-N, in February on February 10, 2022, states, quote, in 2020, had severe pain in right leg suggestive of L5 radiculopathy, close quote, period. prior to returning to Iraq in March 2020, prior to returning to Iraq in March 2021, she did have an MRI study of the lumbar spine performed because of her complaints of back pain extending into the right leg. Period. This MRI report has been reviewed. Period. It does show a significant degenerative lumbar spinal stenosis at the L4, L5, and L5S1 level with a disc protrusion, particularly noted at L5S1 period. There were significant there are significant facet joint degenerative changes at the L4 to S1 level period. Ms. Stone states that there was no bladder or fecal incontinence issues while she was overseas, but this was noted upon after she returned to the United States. Period. She also states that there was no complaints of neck pain while she was overseas, but noticed a vague neck pain after she returned home to Georgia, period. Ms. Stone states that her back complaints were addressed where in Texas, where she was living prior to going to Iraq in 2021, period. new paragraph. Multiple medical records are reviewed in conjunction with this independent medical evaluation period. These records include the above-mentioned MRI study of the lumbar spine period. Other diagnostic records reviewed and include MRI study of the brain from February 28, 2022. And a cervical spine MRI study from the same date showing a degenerative cervical spondylosis of an arthritic nature, C5 to C7 period, an MRI study of the thoracic spine from the same date was an unremarkable period. Follow-up MRI study of the lumbar spine, January 17, 2022, showed no significant changes from the MRI study prior to her work injury period. Again, the prior MRI study was dated March 25, 2021 period. Her Ms. Stone's deposition has been reviewed period. Records from the Piedmont Orthopedic Clinic, Dr. Bowie, B-U-I, has been reviewed from January 11, 2023 period. This was an IME set up by Ms. Stone's attorney period. The IME is deficient in that it fails to inquire into relevant symptomatic history prior to the fall of September 20, 2021 the period. It also fails to address address the well, you can leave out this last phrase, the part that just says it fails to address. New paragraph. Additional records reviewed include records from Dr. Tom Karisny, K-A-R-I-S-N-Y, period records from her treating orthopedic spine surgeon, Dr. Castanelli, reviewed, that's C-A-S-S-I-N-E-L-L-I, period. Dr. Castanelli has recommended a surgery of the lumbar spine at the L4, L5 level, period. Multiple lab testing from Quest Diagnostics has been reviewed, period. Records from Dr. Perlstein have been reviewed, period. Records from an evaluating psychologist, comma, Dr. Defilippis, have been reviewed, period. Records from Dr. Mihalis, M-I-H-I-L-L-I-S, in Texas, have been reviewed, period. Records from Union General Hospital, as well as from Dubai, in Dr. Binkley, B-I-N-K-L-E-L-E-Y, comma, have been reviewed, period. Records from Comprehensive Health Services and Direct Orthopedic Care have been reviewed, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is significant for thyroid dysfunction, as well as a history of depression and hypertension. Period. New paragraph. Medications include Wellbutrin for depression, as well as thyroid medication and Losartan. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph. On examination, this lady is 5'5" at approximately 175 pounds. Period. Her gait is normal. Period. Grip strength in the upper extremities is intact. Period. Graded muscle strength testing upper extremities is intact. Period. There is excellent range of motion of the cervical spine. Period. An examination of the lumbar spine, there is a negative straight levering test in the supine position as well as the sitting position, period. There are no non-organic physical findings evident during axial compression and pelvis rotation, period. Detendor reflexes are or symmetric bilateral on the lower extremities. Perigradial muscle strength testing in the lower extremities is intact. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the lower extremities. Sensation is intact in both lower extremities. There's a minimal correction. There's slight complaints of back pain with lumbar extension and forward flexion. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one, the records have been noted above that have been reviewed in conjunction with this examination. That's number one. Number two, a detailed history has been described above. There is a documentation of prior injury to the lumbar spine beginning in 2007 when she had fallen off a stool while painting. Degenerative changes of the lumbar spine from degenerative spinal stenosis and a disc protrusion have been noted on MRI study prior to her going overseas. This was from the MRI study of March 25, 2021. The pre-existing condition of lumbar disc protrusion and lumbar spondylosis have been well documented as noted above. There were no limitations or physical restrictions imposed upon her prior to going overseas. New paragraph number three. The conditions at present that is complained about is low back pain with some symptomatic radiation into the right leg. There's some associated correction. There's some degree of neck pain relatively mild compared to the back pain, according to the patient. The nature of these complaints in the neck and the lumbar spine are from her pre-existing progressive degenerative lumbar spondylosis and cervical spondylosis. New paragraph number four. The diagnosis of the degenerative lumbar spondylosis with degenerative spinal stenosis and the pre-existing lumbar disc protrusion. There is objective evidence from the MRI studies to support this lady's subject to complaints. The same is true for her complaints of the of neck pain, as there are objective findings noted on the MRI studies of the cervical spine. New paragraph number five. For the diagnosis of the lumbar spine, the specific cause of those complaints, as noted above, is a degenerative lumbar spondylosis. This is not related to her fall in while in Iraq on September 20, 2021. The the cause of her neck complaint is unrelated to this fall and is related to the natural history of her progressive cervical spondylosis. Period. New paragraph number six. Ms. Stone is able to return to work in her usual and customary capacity as it relates to the injury that she sustained at work related to her fall of September 2021. Period. Period. Ms. Stone was not ever prevented from engaging in her usual and customary employment. Period. The ecchymosis that she had on the forearm was superficial only. Did not impede her from continuing with her employment, which she continued to do. Period. New paragraph number seven. As there are no specific restrictions or limitations as a result of her work injury, the question of specific restrictions and limitations is not applicable. Period. New paragraph number eight. With respect to this lady's pre-existing conditions of cervical spondylosis and lumbar spondylosis, these conditions are progressive in nature, and her present complaints are the result of the natural history of these underlying progressive degenerative conditions. Period. New paragraph number nine. There are no conditions or injuries that occurred after this lady's reported work injury. New paragraph number 10. No further treatment is necessary for the work injuries which have long ago resolved. Period. New paragraph number 11. The treatment to date has been reasonable and necessary, but the treatment rendered is entirely unrelated to the work injury. Period. Paragraph number 12. Ms. Stone has reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Maximum medical improvement would have been reached with respect to the contusion of the forearm within 3 weeks of the fall. Period. New paragraph number 12. The examination of Ms. Stone and review of the records does not reveal any potential issues regarding secondary gain, malingering, exaggeration, or lack of motivation to return to work. Period. It is again emphasized that the present complaints of neck pain and back pain are entirely the result of the natural history of her underlying progressive degenerative arthritis and degenerative arthritis of the cervical spine and lumbar spine. Period. There has been no the history of the subjective complaints does not provide any evidence of an aggravation, temporary or permanent, of the underlying degenerative arthritis of the cervical or lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph. Sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, DOMAN, MD, Dictany. Thank you.